I just think right now, women, especially in business, like, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at 150 grand a year. Life gets better at 250, and life gets real good at 500. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe to toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big time authors, and we get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago. And now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off. Hi everyone, this is Heather Havenwood, and this is kind of unique. We are sitting here in Austin, Texas, with someone who just flew in from Norway. He's 28 years old. His business is only about 2.5 years old, already at, what, between $1.8
and $2 million.
$2 million. His first business, which I find fascinating. We had a great conversation. So he just flew in. We've had dinner. We've relaxed. We've walked around Town Lake just talking about business and entrepreneurship. So I'm very excited to introduce you to Thomas.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Okay, so Thomas, let's say your last name because I can't say it.
Thomas Helsvik.
Helsvik. Okay, yeah. He's from Norway, so I wanted to completely kill that. All right, so this is interesting. So let's just start with the beginning, how you and I met.
Yep.
So I put out there on my Facebook page, hey, I'm really interested in talking to people that are just like killing it in Amazon, but different.
Yep.
And a lot of people that I've been talking to are what I call FBA sellers, right? We've experienced that. And you and I had some great conversations on Facebook Messenger and found out you're doing something totally unique and pretty interesting, which we can go into just a little bit here today. But next thing you know, 4 weeks later, we're having dinner in Austin. So you're like, oh, I'm coming to the States. I'm like, awesome. And here you are. But let's start with, where are you at today? Let's just like, what does that business look like generally? Where are you at in sales and when did you start?
All right. First of all, thanks, Heather, for inviting me over here. It's amazing, and it's a super hot day, so it's awesome.
Yeah, by the way, it's 110 here. We're both sweating.
Yep.
It's very hot, I have to say. He came on literally the hottest day.
It's great. But yeah, so where am I right now? Currently, I've been able to grow my business up to close to $200,000 a month in sales, which is...
Okay, I'm going to just stop there. $200,000 a month.
Yes.
I want to make sure people heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So, and it's basically built around this drop shipping system, and I got 11 employees working. I'm working from anywhere. So I'm traveling the world. The last couple of months I've been to Norway, Philippines, Bali, 5 different states in the United States here, of course, and it's Spain and fall, and just I'm just having fun.
You're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, you're gonna see me do some live video here. So don't like just you know ignore my when I'm about to do some video here. It's gonna be some fun. Okay. So keep talking. He's like, oh my god, now my camera
oh
my recorded.
God.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
He's a guy behind the scenes, right? So all right. So we're here today, and just for the video again, we're here today talking to Thomas Helvik. He just here from Norway, really talking about his new business at 28 years old, 1.8 million sales already in sales, $200,000 a month in sales. But let's start at the beginning. When did you get started? What month was that?
So it was January 2016.
And what were you doing? Like, give us like that day, that moment, that you know. What
was going on?
So in 2015 summer, I was graduating my college. I had an MBA and I got this job and I was excited. But 6 months in, I felt like something got to change. I hated my job. I basically woke up, ate the breakfast and went to the place I didn't like. And I got home and I was like, I got to do this tomorrow and I got to do this 5 days a week. And I'm like, oh, I felt strangled. So I've always liked doing things differently and earning my own money. So I figured, why don't I start my own business? And then I stumbled upon this type of business and doing dropshipping on Amazon Estates. It felt so unreal that me from Norway was going to do that.
Yeah.
Started from not knowing anything about it and just go. But I figured I was so in pain that I just went with it. I just threw everything at it. I just used all my time. I didn't have a social life. I just went into the grind and got it done. And now I'm traveling the world for free without having to pay for flights or hotels. Like, it's amazing.
Okay, so first, a couple things. There's so much there. It cracks me up. So first of all, I love the fact that you came to Austin from Norway.
Yep.
And you came here on points.
Yeah.
Right. So, and what people don't understand, and just pointing out, what people don't understand is that he is not a United States citizen.
No.
And he has a company, LLC, here in the United States. He's got credit cards. He's got now a U.S. bank loan. Like, just that alone, most foreigners would have no idea how to do that. I mean, just that alone is a huge breakthrough in less than two years.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I were talking about how the fact that you don't have a social security number here in the States, and you have an LLC in Wyoming, and you have these credit cards, and you actually just had a bank approve you for a large amount of loan. It's like, in my world, it's like, well, that makes sense. But in your world as a foreigner, like, no. That's, you go to a CPA in the States and say, can I get that? They go, it's not going to happen. At 28 years old on top of that, with no history of any business whatsoever, right? So,
no.
Okay. So that's, and by the way, I just have to ask, does your parents think you're crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. Do your friends think you're crazy? Like your friends you went to high school or university with?
They do. They think it's cool, but it's like, what?
Yeah, they don't get it, right?
They don't get it, and they think I'm crazy because I don't have, quote-unquote, a job.
Right, there's no structure.
No, I build my own structure. I don't have an employer. I don't get money every month like you do for your retirement or as an employer.
Right.
I do.
And you've got 11 people working for you.
Yes.
In the Philippines.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's totally cool. And you went to the Philippines. I want to stay here for a second on the friends thing. Because I remember when I shared the story with you when we were having dinner that one day my mom called my uncle and had my uncle call me and say, I heard this rumor that you're going to be an entrepreneur. You are an entrepreneur. And my mom, your mother's called me to tell you to not do that. Like some kind of warning. And I'm like, why? You know? And of course, his response is, well, that's because you're a woman and I'm a man. You can't do that. And it was kind of this thing. But I'm sure you've had similar conversations of like, you know, you said to me something about your father. What did your father say to you?
Yeah. So my dad he's been a traditional guy. He's been working a regular job and he's doing very, very well. Not to rack down him, but he's always been like, when are you going to get a job? When are you going to quit playing around on the internet and get a job?
Yeah.
And my grandparents like, come north, I'll shake some sense into you. Like, it's been like that, but I think they're starting to see that it's something, which is pretty cool. Like,
so what was the moment they're like, there's actually something here? Is it because you've been gone for how many days have you actually been into your home state and city for the last?
For the last 2 months, I've been at home for approximately 8 days.
8 days. Okay, and where have you been?
I've been to the Philippines. I've been to Bali. I've been to 5 different states in the United States here, in New York, Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina, and now Texas. And I've been to Northern Norway for a trip, and I'm going to Barcelona next. But I've been all these places, and one thing that I gotta understate or say that it's like, I've never paid for a flight. I've never paid for a place to stay for 2 months.
It's hard to, because of the point system that you and I were talking about.
Yeah.
It's because of how your business is structured.
Yes.
So what basically you're saying, which I think is cool, is that you've traveled and you haven't had to take money out of your own pocket. You still have your profits from your business.
Yes.
That hasn't moved, right? Really? I mean, you probably have a little bit of maybe food here and there, but really, the big ticket items of the airplane and the... Because I even asked you, where are you going to say, well, wherever I get my points. And I was like, what? You know, but you're like, you have so many points based on how your business is. And again, you're using U.S. credit cards to do that, with point systems, this is why it's so important people have like, oh, why, who cares if you have two points for every dollar? It's like, because of this guy, that's why, because he gets to go travel the world for free. All right, so other than really cool shit, because that's some really cool stuff,
yep.
Let's go into just a little bit of the business so people can just kind of wrap their brains around it. What's different than, I wouldn't consider this an FBA business, to be honest.
No. So an FBA business, first off...
Yeah, let's distinguish that.
First off, what's an FBA business? You got to do marketing. You got to have your own inventory. You got to talk to producers. You got to know the logistics systems. You basically got to take care of the whole chain, right?
Right. Yeah. So just to reiterate, the media buying, the manufacturing.
The inventory. The
inventory, drop shipping.
So logistics, all of that. So with my business model, I don't own anything. If I quit today, I got no expenses, no inventory, no overhead, no nothing.
No assets, but it's I think that's not a bad thing, is what we were talking about during dinner.
No, so with inventory, you can't move quickly with the market because you at least got to sell out. So what I do, I take items from different online retailers in the United States. Like Walmart, they're huge, right?
Right.
They're pretty cheap. You can take their items, find the exact identical item on Amazon, price them up by 30, 40, 100%, and sell it and flip it. It's basically the flipping game.
It's a real estate flipping game.
Yes.
Except on a higher volume, and you're using the retailers.
Yes.
And you never actually own the property.
No. So if someone orders anything from me, I would then go on to see, okay, there's your shipping address. I go to Walmart and ship it to you.
Right.
That's cool. And
it's so simple, right? And we talked a little more detail, and we're going to go into the fact that you're now teaching this model. You haven't before, and now you're going to be actually teaching other people, which again, for me, is someone who's like, well, don't do that because it's a competition. But I think it's really great that you're doing this because you're giving people an idea to say, hey, it's actually, you can do this and you don't have to have inventory. You and I talked about this at dinner. I have had an FBA business before. I was the brand. I had to manufacture. I had to drop ship. I had to do the FBA. I had to do the customer service. We had to do the shipping here locally as well as FBA. We did both. And we did well. I mean, the money was there and the profit was nice, but it was a lot of work. And we couldn't move with the market, right? So like you said, if something changes with the market where the market wants something different, I have to sell out of my product or have a new negotiation with my manufacturing company. That could take months to actually change all that, get new labels, get new products, get new listings. That could take months versus what your business model, we're going to go into where you can find more about that, is you can change with the moment.
Yeah.
So Chia Pet's hot again.
You go find those products.
Chia Pets, right.
Yeah. So if anything's hot, if anything's moving quickly, you can go into that niche and you can just find products from a retailer that's cheaper than what's on Amazon, and you sell those.
Right.
That's easy. It's that easy. So if, let's say, you had fidget spinners last year, right? Huge hit. If you could find the same fidget spinner on an online retailer and Amazon, you could say, okay, I got this. You don't own the inventory, but you know those who own it. So you can go to them. It can be small stores locally that you have an agreement with. It can be big retailers. There's no limit to it. You just got to know the system, how to set it in place. And when you then use the credit cards, you get the points, you can travel. You only need internet and a computer to do this work.
Tell you how many times I have talked to this guy. Seriously, I have talked to him and I'm like, where are you?
Yes.
He's like, some freaking other country. I'm like, you weren't there 3 days ago. He's like, well, I'm leaving in the morning. So, I mean, I was telling someone earlier, I'm like, I forgot where you're from.
Yeah.
Because every time I've talked to you, you've been in a different country. So I find that fascinating. And so you don't have any inventory.
No.
You could be anywhere in the world. You are traveling for free, and you're using this thing called Amazon, and you're already using the current retailers. I mean, that's pretty brilliant. So, okay, this is your first business.
Yes.
So who taught you this model?
At
this level, who?
Myself.
Yeah, you're
I learned the basics from different people.
Yeah, yeah.
But the advanced, I bought a course. But the advanced stuff, I've spoken with the Amazon people. I've spoken with the different customer representatives here and there and just learned how the system works. Where does it break? How do you fix it? How do you go around? What works? What don't? And where can you push the limits to what's okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you always go within the the boundaries, but there's a lot of room that people, there's a
because
lot of
because people
room.
Aren't willing to poke the bear.
No. Know,
they're not willing to poke. You and I were talking about how you have an LLC now in Wyoming, and I knew that that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, how did you know, dude from Norway? And you're like, well, I first started and I was, I think, in one of the Carolina states. And I'm like, well, that wasn't very good. That's why I learned my lesson, you know? And then I figured it out. Like, let's not do North Carolina or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But that's because you tried. You risked. And then it like, oh, this there's got to be something else, you know? And so you just kept going till you landed. Now you're in Wyoming, and it's a good state for that.
Exactly.
Right.
So you
that's
keep
the
on
point. Yeah.
You keep on going.
Keep going.
Until you hit the point where this is good, build on it.
Right.
Keep on going. This is good, build on it. Now I'm here.
Yeah.
Now I'm offering a course.
Yeah, you're offering a course.
Helping people to do
but
the
how
same.
How did you get started? So the money-wise, you tell me how much money you started in this business.
That's a good question. So I started out with approximately $5,000, and that was my savings from my regular job.
Okay.
I've been putting aside as much as I could for half a year. So
okay.
I threw everything at it, and I started out, put all the money I could put aside into the business every single month for 1.5 years while I figured it out. I lost a lot of money, but when I got an LLC and I got the bank account here in the States after like 1.5 years, it was almost like flipping a switch and the money started coming in. So if you're from the States,
you don't have all that.
You don't need all the trial and error. You can just do it kind of deal. But I started with $5,000, and if I were to start out all over again, I don't think I would need more than 5 to 10 over the first few months. Maybe if you're able to scale hard and
right.
Amazon just gives you cash and gives you sales, maybe you need more before the profit starts keeping up.
Yeah, because you don't need a lot of money. And so this is another piece that's really important. So you actually, every dollar that you took from every dollar that was put in the business profitable, you put back into the business. You didn't take any money out for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
That's a really critical piece I think people forget to do, is that they want to take money out of the company right away. I've been there. I've done that myself, so I can speak truly. But if you can be able to put money in and then let it build on itself and be fed elsewhere on some level, you know, personal savings or maybe some other place, then that's where that's where you really shine. That's something that's really unique because you kept your job for a period of time until when? Like how long was that? How many months?
I started in January 2016 and in April 2017, I quit my job. Then I was done.
Say the numbers again. Say the dates
again. So January 16th,
mm-hmm.
and I quit in April 17th.
Okay.
I took money out a little after that. But still, now I'm at the point where I generate way more money than I take out and need to live.
Right.
So it's continuing to grow.
Yeah.
And now I can take out a decent salary, but the company keeps on growing.
And you're
that's
not
the important
increasing
part.
Your expense.
No.
No.
No. Keep them low.
Guy, right?
Keep Seriously. Them as low as
I mean,
possible.
You're a very smart 28-year-old dude, because most 28-year-old dudes, and I can name some online, go out and get like a freaking Lamborghini or some bullshit, you know?
No, but when you can have the Lamborghini and have $1 million in profit. Sure.
Sure. But not
not now.
Not now, right.
No.
Exactly. I love that. But you're smart. Most guys don't do that. They're like, I have a $2 million business and now I'm going to take out. So, okay, so now you're at, I'm going to go back into your past real quick.
Yeah.
But so you're at about 200,000 gross sales a month.
Yep.
Okay, roughly. And then where do you see taking this, Mr. Stud, entrepreneur?
No. Thank you, by the way.
I know. He's all blushing, but it's so adorable.
Don't look at that.
Okay.
No, I'm looking at somewhere around $500,000 a month.
Okay.
For this type of business, and hopefully maybe also growing it to $1 million a month.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
So
if I'm going to push it that far,
uh-huh.
but it can probably be done. Like, my goal is $500,000. It can totally be done. It's because at this point, it's just rinse and repeat.
Right.
You just keep on going. You just repeat it. More employees,
more people. You're a systems guy, right? We talked about you're a systems guy, an economics guy. I think that's your brilliance. I mean, you've been so generous and you showed me a little bit of your spreadsheets and they're pretty insane. impressively insane, actually. So I love that about you. So let's start at the beginning. Did you grow up in a family that this kind of was bred?
No. Like, I started up in a traditional family. Like, working class. My dad has worked 84 all his life, and he's still doing it, and he loves it.
Yeah.
Like, he does his thing. And my mom, she worked like different jobs. She was really good at her jobs, but none of them were like starting their own businesses or conquering the world with a new Apple phone or something
right.
But they worked really hard and they progressed really well. But I didn't grow up in any part like that. I started out selling newspapers, knocking on doors every Sunday.
How old were you?
11. And I've loved making my own money ever since.
Yeah. So what I always found is interesting when I interview entrepreneurs, especially successful, every single one has some story when they were teens. Like I just interviewed a great guy, Troy Fullwood, and he's just phenomenal and extremely financially and spiritually and mentally successful. And he talked about his first job was mowing grass. You know,
yeah.
He was 13. His mom said, he told his mom, "I want this." And his mom said, "Go earn it." So he started mowing lawns. And literally that's what threw him into real estate. Now he's a real estate investing. So, you know, but it's always that, it's just this snap. I actually did papers and the bike, right? Mm-hmm. So I get that. So here you are. But you still went to university. You still followed that path, right? Tell me about your university journey.
Yeah, so I followed the path like everybody else. Didn't know, when I was 18, I didn't know where I want to go and what I want to do or if I wanted to do anything, actually. So I started and failed pretty quickly in computer programming. It took me half a year to figure out that that's my deal. I went and did my duty in the military in Norway for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And before then, I moved on to, I found economics and marketing fast. I found them fascinating. I went on, like, I blew through my bachelor's degree. It was super cool. And I figured I'm not ready for a job. So what did I do? I flew to Hawaii and took an MBA in finance.
Sorry, that's great. I was like, I'm not ready for schools. Let's go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
More education.
So that was cool. And I come home, send out a ton of applications.
Yeah.
And I got it. Like, imagine you're an FBA, no, you're an MBA finance guy,
yeah.
And you get to sell insurance over the phone. That's your dream job, right?
No. By the way, I think it's great that you swapped, you threw an FBA, which means Amazon.
It
was like FBA, MBA, whatever. Right? So, okay, so you get an MBA from Hawaii, and then your dream job is you're selling insurance over the phone. That's what you were doing?
Yeah, that's the only job I got.
It's the only job you could get,
yes,
right?
Yes, I didn't get anything else.
That's in Norway?
Yeah, okay. Hard job market. Right. But that's just the level. And then I figured, I don't like working 8 to 4, having someone over me all the time telling me what to do. So then I was like, I got to do something. I cannot do this. I got 40, 50 more years into work.
Okay, by the way, I have to just stop for a second because you keep saying this over and over again, and everyone who's listening who's American is wondering this. At least I am. 8 to 4. We work 8 to 5, if not 8 to 7. You know, so the 8 to 5 in the United States are like, 8 to 4? What's this 8 to 4 crap?
Anyway,
because we call it the 8 to 5.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are lazy over there in Norway. You guys
Damn
have
it.
An hour. I'm kidding. But
yeah.
I'm just waiting for you to say 8 to 5, but it is 8 to 4 there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Okay. It's 8 to 4. The classic one is 8 to 4.
Right.
Yeah. We're lazy.
Your guys are lazy, and they have full social health care, which is very different. Okay. And we were talking about that, which is about the taxes and the different things that are so different from Norway. And your dates were all backwards earlier. I'm like, what date is that?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's continue, right? So continue. We're, you know, here you are. You're an insurance sales guy. I do not see that, by the way. I'm not seeing an insurance sales guy at all. But how'd you do? Like, how?
I was pretty good. Like, I made my quotas.
Yeah.
Like, I got the quotas every month, and yeah, sometimes you hit, sometimes you don't. But eventually, when I started my own company, I started coming late to work. I was tired.
I'm tired.
And my employer they were like, "What's wrong with you, dude? Like, you were so energetic when you started. You had so much energy. You were fierce on the phone, and now you're like, you're tired. You're coming in late. You're not as productive." And I was like, "No, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it." And that went on, and like, it was almost at the point where I had to quit to continue because it was so hard, since there was so many obstacles for me to overcome. But
and did you tell your friends right away? I guess
no, there was just a few. Like, I didn't have a lot of friends.
You didn't have any drinking buddies or like
logger? No, I'd never lived in Oslo.
Oh, okay.
So I came to Oslo not knowing a single person.
Okay.
So I was kind of, I would say I was fortunate. I didn't have a big huge social circle that was nagging on me. That's like giving me this feeling of missing out.
Yeah, like why are you hanging out with us at the pub or something like
that? I didn't get those feelings. I didn't get a lot of those questions, but I feel I was fortunate not to have that. Because if I had that, would I have pushed as hard?
Probably not. Because they would have sucked you in and like, hey, come hang out with this. Or come, it's Friday night. What are you doing working at 5? sorry, 5 p.m. or 4:30. I mean, yeah, they would have enticed you out. And you socially at 26 and 27 years old, you probably would have.
Of course. And not enough money would have been flowing into the business to keep it going or to grow it. Not enough time would be put in. So I think I was fortunate not to have the huge social circle as I do now.
Do you have one now? Do you have a support system?
Yeah, now I got an awesome support system. Like, I got time to go with friends. We go hang out. We do different things. Many of them in regular jobs, as I like to say. And many of them entrepreneurs. Many of them creating hugely successful businesses.
That's cool.
Over different industries. And we're getting together, sharing best practices, sharing all of these valuable nuggets. Yeah. But every single one of us, we've worked our asses off in different fields and at different timelines.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we popped up. Oh, we're ready to socialize. And that's what I feel many have the great circles. And I'm not sending any negative to them.
No,
it can have a negative effect on them if it
you
comes
are
to the business.
Who you hang around, right?
Yes.
So if you are really into those friends at the corporate job and the insurance, you probably wouldn't be where you're at today.
No.
And that just makes sense. I mean, I know for myself, at the end of my last job in 1999, 2000, right? So long ago. Well, compared to you, oh my God, I'm so old. At the end of that, I remember all my friends at the time were corporate. So they're like, well, don't worry about it. Just go get another corporate job. And it was like, I had to like pull back from my friends because I was like, no. And they were all getting their jobs. And I was 28. I was your age. So all of the friends were getting jobs and trying to get their career and trying to figure it out or whatever and get their first jobs or second jobs. And I just knew that wasn't it, you know? And so I actually ended up moving to a whole new state, and I pretty much disassociated with them. Well, I did. I got a whole new set of people in my life after that date. So I can understand what you're saying. It actually was as a blessing in a way that you didn't have that. You know, you didn't have that social circle to kind of go. So, I mean, what does your life look like now other than just ridiculously living out of a suitcase?
That's a good one. My life right now is, I would say it's amazing. I'm blessed. I've gotten a beautiful girlfriend.
Aww.
Been able to travel. I'm able to see my family a lot more. I'm able to have the freedom to choose when I'm work. Like, and also I'm having the freedom to help others get started and in addition work on my next venture. So just being in this place where I got all these things, I can take care of my health, I can take care of my friends, I can take care of my family, and I get to explore the world and get new business ventures up and running at the same time. I'm at this special place and I'm so grateful for it because the opportunities this opens and the gateways right now, this is just a stepping stone. It can be taken so much further than it is can right now, and that is only purely because right now I'm getting an awesome support system that can carry me through the bad future times. There's gonna be bad times. There's gonna be good times, and right now it's good time, so you gotta take advantage of it and take care of it.
And you got a lot of points.
Yes. Save points for the bad.
Okay, so let's talk about your course that you're gonna be doing that we discussed. I'm gonna give you the URL for everybody. So you go to amazonfreedomformula.com/Heather.
Yes.
We're gonna have some
special link for you.
Special for me.
Yep.
Okay, so amazonfreedomformula.com. But what are you gonna teach? Right. What are you going to open the doors? Are you going to pull back the curtain? Kind of like, this is what I'm really doing. Like, tell us a little bit about, I know you're still in the developing stage, but like, what's your vision?
Yeah. So I don't want to do the cheap stuff. I don't want to just give you the nuggets and like, hey, shoof, there's the ball. Go get it.
Right.
No. So like, if you're an international, I can help you a long way. But if you're an American, I can help you even further because it's easier. Because the international ones, we have some barricades with the bank. The child policy has changed all the time. But I'm going to get you on Amazon all the way. I'm going to get you from A to 200, no, from zero to 200,000 a month. I'm going to give you my spreadsheets, which you saw yourself.
They're impressed. I mean, like, I'm not... They're impressed. I was very impressed with your spreadsheets. I was like, it's kind of a weird thing to say. I think I'm impressed with your spreadsheets.
Yeah.
But they're pretty, because this is a numbers business.
Yes.
This is a numbers business. It's a numbers game. It's an understanding the business. And if you met your profits could be slim, they could be high. And that is something that I think I made a mistake on in my first FBA business in Amazon. I didn't really get the margins at the level I did. And so we were spending more money on media than we were really taking it. Because we weren't looking at those numbers. And what's brilliant about your business, just to kind of reiterate and tell people why it's so great, why I think it's so great, is that you're not spending at this point where you're at right now, and you're going to change that in the future because you can. But right now where you're at $200,000 gross a month in sales, you're not spending any money on media buying.
Zero.
I just want people to get that. Because media buying right now is one of the biggest costs. Customer acquisition is the biggest, usually the biggest cost minus employees, right? Of any business, media buying and employees, top two. So that's impressive. So let's go back to Amazon, freedomformula.com. What are you going to share?
So I'm going to basically share the strategy for how you find your first product to the best strategies and how you make the most profitable sales. So instead of, imagine you having sales where you're earning a dollar, two, and three, and for, it's not low, it adds up. Trust me, it adds up.
Yeah.
But imagine getting those sales where you earn $100 per sale, which that is totally possible. And within the framework of Amazon, totally legal as well. Nobody's going to stop you. As long as you follow what I teach, you can do that. And I'm going to teach you how to do that, how to earn, how to basically place orders, most of place orders online. So, but anyway, we're going to go deeply through that because I'm going to show you how you can get cash back, travel points, and profits on the same transaction. So cash back, travel points, and profits.
That's huge.
So usually you only get cash back or travel points, right?
Yeah, but you don't get all three. Same again.
Yeah. Cash back, travel points, and profit. All three. And if you're using a card, you just get one. Then you get a profit. I'm going to show you how you can get both. And
It's hard to like comprehend all that because I think people don't, I have not really considered that points and cash back as part of the business
model. No.
And in your case, you're adding all of that into the business model and you're traveling the country and you're not taking any money out of your bank account.
Yes.
It's literally like if you make a dollar, you just made two. If you made 10,000, you actually made 20 because you're able to use those points in other ways. And travel's not the only thing you can use for the points.
No.
Right. So, no. I mean, that he's just happened to choose to be that because he's 28 and he could do that.
Why not? Why not travel?
Right.
So after we've done ordering, I'm going to take you through customer service, how to deal with everything a customer can throw at you, because customers on Amazon are demand. They're demanding. And I'm going to show you how to deal with them, everything from returns to claims to negative feedback, everything. We're going to pull back the curtain and you're going to get my methods. And not only that, the best part is I'm going to show you how to hire people and what structure you need to what level of business you're at. So if you're at zero, you need people finding products. That's pretty easy. If you're at 200,000 a month, you need a certain amount of people doing certain amount of tasks for a certain amount of time. So then the structure changes and I'm going to show you everything. I'm going to show you, if you want to start with this, I'm going to show you, okay, you need 5 employees here, 10 employees here, 20 employees there. Okay, you're at $1 million a month. Maybe you need 100 employees. We don't know. We can scale that. We can calculate that because it's pretty easy. You can calculate how many employees you need at the different stages based upon orders, based upon how much time you use per task. It's that simple. It's all in the numbers.
It's all in the numbers.
Yeah, it's all in the numbers. And if you use my spreadsheets, you can have all the answers.
You don't know the heavy lifting. And your business is only in the United States at this time, right? Yeah. Meaning delivery, customers and delivery. You are all over the world, but like the customers and the bank accounts.
I only purchase from the States and I only sell to the States. Okay, bank accounts in the States.
You don't do North America, Canada, Mexico.
No.
Just why not?
No.
Us Americans are enough for him is what we're saying.
Yeah. There's enough money here to be made.
We buy a lot of shit. So
that's true.
That is actually true. I'm just pointing that out because you've only been in business for almost 2 years. You've really just started to sort of scratch the surface.
Yep.
And you haven't tapped the rest of the country. You could. You could.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you haven't even barely scratching New York. You know what I mean?
You have all of Europe. In addition, you have Asia, you have Australia. There's a few people in Asia.
A few people in India and Asia and
it's just cash. Quickly can you grow it to how quickly can you expand?
Yeah.
And I started out with $5,000.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to wrap it up because I want people to know where to get a hold of you.
Yep.
So I'm going to say his name again, and I'm just going to spell it because it's easier. Thomas, Thomas, Helsvik. I'm totally screwing that up, but it's Hell, H-E-L-L, not that you're Hell.
Yeah.
H-E-L-L-E-S-V-I-K, like a Viking. Hell is Viking.
Yes.
That's like really your name, Hell is Viking.
I've never thought about it that way.
It is. Hell is
Viking.
Viking.
Yeah, that's true. I like that.
Right? Okay, great. So he is a Viking. He's Norwegian. Okay, so the name of the URL where you're going to do the training, this is the first time you're going to do it. And why are you doing it? Why are you doing it?
Because I got help starting. Okay. I got the little bit of help. I got the kickstart, the basics I needed. And I've gotten help from people on Facebook. Many say it's bullshit.
It's fine.
Many say it's you shouldn't do it, but I've personal messaged individual people that I see do well on Amazon to ask, can I ask one question? Can I ask one question? Or can I help you somehow? Can I ask one question? And every single time I get a little bit of the piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And overall, I've gotten a lot of help if you add all that together. And now I'm at a place where I can take parts of my time and help others get started because I know how it is.
Yeah.
I've been there. I literally hated my job and I could not stand it. So I was lucky there was an outing that I could take and get somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a ton of people across the globe that is there. And I want to use the knowledge I have right now to actually help you guys listening to this, watching this video, get started, get going, because we only have one life. Why don't we travel and do what we want, take care of our families? I don't care what you want to do. If you want to sit in an office job, do that. I'm not going to do that. And I want to help people that don't want to do that either. Because there's enough of things to explore, things to do, things to help with. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Spend your time the way you want to spend it. That's my philosophy.
So true. So we're going to check it out at AmazonFreedomFormula.com/Heather.
Yep.
And that's AmazonFreedomFormula.com. I'm going through it. So you're going to be a student with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And check it out. And thanks for being here. Thanks for flying from Norway. Like, that's kind of a small trip.
Yeah, it's only 15 hours.
Cool. 15 hours. I didn't, honestly, I was, last night you texted me. I think it was like 2 a.m. or something. You're like, I'm here. You know, and I hadn't talked to you in like almost 2 weeks.
Something like that.
And I was like, oh my God, like, he's really here. Like, he is no kidding, just flew. He's like, I'm here. This is the place I'm at, and I'm going to bed. And I was like, oh my God, like, you actually made it. So I think that says a lot about who you are. Like, you're real. You know, you could have been just some random person across the country going, yeah, I've come to Austin. I'm like, yeah, right. You know, and here you are. So I just think it's awesome. We spent some great time together and broke bread and just really got to connect. So check it out. It's AmazonFreedomFormula.com/Heather. And thanks for being here. Thanks for being who you are. And thanks for all the success, because I know you're going to help a lot of people.
Thank you for having me, Heather. It's been a lovely time.
You're welcome. All right, everyone, this is Heather Havenwood. Check it out at heatherhavenwood.com. I'm going to be a student, so come and be a student with me. All right, bye. Hey, it's Heather. Is your digestion feeling off? Are you often hungry even though you're eating enough and taking supplements? Are you struggling to burn off that last bit of stubborn fat that will not go away no matter how hard you diet or exercise? I guess I'm talking about myself here. See, it might be your gut. It was mine. That's why I am so excited to announce that P3OM, the Navy SEAL of probiotics, is now available at energywithheather.com.
Look, tens of thousands of real people, including myself, has used P3OM to manage constipation, bloating, gas, acid reflux, abdominal pain, and much more. Look, as you'll learn when you go to energywithheather.com, P3OM uses unique and patent strand that has been proven in lab tests to deliver the right bacteria to your gut. So your body has what it needs to let go of all that fat. So look, what are you waiting for? Go to energywithheather.com. That's energywithheather.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather Havenwood, and this is kind of unique. We are sitting here in Austin, Texas, with someone who just flew in from Norway. He's 28 years old. His business is only about 2.5 years old, already at, what, between 1.8
and $2 million.
His first business, which I find fascinating. We had a great conversation. So he just flew in. We've had dinner. We've relaxed. We've walked around Town Lake just talking about business and entrepreneurship. So I'm very excited to introduce you to Thomas.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Okay, so Thomas, let's say your last name because I can't say it.
Thomas Helsvik.
Helsvik. Okay, yeah. He's from Norway, so I wanted to completely kill that. All right, so this is interesting. So let's just start with the beginning, how you and I met.
Yep.
So I put out there on my Facebook page, hey, I'm really interested in talking to people that are just like killing it in Amazon, but different.
Yep.
And a lot of people that I've been talking to are what I call FBA sellers, right? We've experienced that. And you and I had some great conversations on Facebook Messenger and found out you're doing something totally unique and pretty interesting, which we can go into just a little bit here today. But next thing you know, 4 weeks later, we're having dinner in Austin. So you're like, oh, I'm coming to the States. I'm like, awesome. And here you are. But let's start with, where are you at today? Let's just like, what does that business look like generally? Where are you at in sales and when did you start?
All right. First of all, thanks, Heather, for coming, for inviting me over here. It's amazing, and it's a super hot day, so it's awesome.
Yeah, by the way, it's 110 here. We're both sweating.
Yep.
So, it's very hot, I have to say. You came on literally the hottest day.
That's great. But yeah, so where am I right now? Currently, I've been able to grow my business up to close to $200,000 a month in sales, which is...
Okay, let me just stop there. $200,000 a month in sales.
Yes.
I want to make sure people heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So, and it's basically built around this drop shipping system, and I got 11 employees working. I'm working from anywhere, so I'm traveling the world. The last couple of months, I've been to Norway, Philippines, Bali, 5 different states in the United States here, of course, and it's Spain and fall, and I'm just having fun.
You're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, you're gonna see me do some live video here, so don't like just ignore my when I'm about to do some video here. It's gonna be some fun. Okay. So. So keep talking to him. He's like, oh my god, now I'm on camera and recorded. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
He's a guy behind the scenes, right? So all right, so we're here today, and just for the video again, we're here today talking to Thomas Helsvik. He just here from Norway, really talking about his new business at 28 years old, 1.8 million sales already in sales, $200,000 yep. a month in sales. But let's start at the beginning. When did you get started? What month was that?
So it was January 2016.
And what were you doing? Like, give us like that day, that moment, that what was going on?
So in 2015 summer, I was graduating my college. I had an MBA and I got this job and I was excited. But 6 months in, I felt like something got to change. I hated my job. I basically woke up, ate the breakfast and went to the place I didn't like. And I got home and I was like, I got to do this tomorrow and I got to do this 5 days a week. And I'm like, oh, I felt strangled. So I've always liked doing things differently and earning my own money. So I figured, why not start my own business? And then I stumbled upon this type of business and doing dropshipping on Amazon in the States. It felt so unreal that me from Norway was going to do that.
Yeah.
Started from not knowing anything about it and just go. But I figured I was so in pain that I just went with it. I just threw everything at it. I just used all my time. I didn't have a social life. I just went into the grind and got it done. And now I'm traveling the world for free without having to pay for flights or hotels. Like, it's amazing.
Okay, so first, a couple things. There's so much there. It cracks me up. So first of all, I love the fact that you came to Austin from Norway.
Yep.
And you came here on points.
Yeah.
Right. So, and what people don't understand, and just pointing out, what people don't understand is that he is not a United States citizen.
No.
And he has a company, an LLC, here in the United States. He's got credit cards. He's got now a U.S. bank loan. Like, just that alone, most foreigners would have no idea how to do that. I mean, just that alone is a huge breakthrough in less than two years.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I were talking about how the fact that you don't have a Social Security number here in the States, and you have an LLC in Wyoming, and you have these credit cards, and you actually just had a bank approve you for a large amount of loan. It's like, in my world, it's like, well, that makes sense. But in your world as a foreigner, like, no. That's, you go to a CPA in the States and say, can I get that? They go, it's not going to happen. At 28 years old on top of that, with no history of any business whatsoever, right? So,
no.
Okay, so that's, and by the way, I just have to ask, does your parents think you're crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. Do your friends think you're crazy? Like your friends you went to high school,
yes,
or university with?
They do. They think it's cool, but it's like, what?
Yeah, they don't get it, yeah, right?
They don't get it, and they think I'm crazy because I don't have, quote-unquote, a job.
Right, there's no structure.
No, I build my own structure. I don't have an employer. I don't get money every month like you do for your retirement or as an employer.
Right.
I do.
And you've got 11 people working for you.
Yes.
In the Philippines.
Which is quite cool.
Yeah, it's totally cool. And you went to the Philippines. I want to stay here for a second on the friends thing. Because yeah. I remember when I shared the story with you when we were having dinner, that one day my mom called my uncle and had my uncle call me and say, I heard this rumor that you're going to be an entrepreneur. You are an entrepreneur. And my mom, your mother's called me to tell you to not do that. Like some kind of warning. And I'm like, why? You know? And of course, his response is, well, that's because you're a woman and I'm a man. You can't do that. And it was kind of this thing. But I'm sure you've had similar conversations of like, you know, you said to me something about your father. What did your father say to you?
Yeah. So my dad he's been a traditional guy. He's been working a regular job and he's doing very, very well. Not to rack down him, but sure. He's always been like, when are you going to get a job? When are you going to quit playing around on the internet and get a job?
Yeah.
And my grandparents like, come north, I'll shake some sense into you. Like, it's been like that, but I think they're starting to see that it's something, which is pretty cool. Like,
so what was the moment they're like, there's actually something here? Is it because you've been gone for how many days have you actually been into your home state and city for the last?
For the last 2 months, I've been at home for approximately 8 days.
8 days. Okay. And where have you been?
I've been to the Philippines. I've been to Bali. I've been to 5 different states United here in New York, Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina, mm-hmm. and now Texas. And I've been to Northern Norway for a trip, and I'm going to Barcelona next. But I've been all these places, and one thing that I gotta understate or say, that's like, I've never paid for a flight, I've never paid for a place to stay for 2 months.
That's like It's hard to, because of the point system that you and I were talking about.
Yeah.
It's because of how your business is structured.
Yes.
So what basically you're saying, which I think is cool, is that you've traveled and you haven't had to take money out of your own pocket. You still have your profits from your business.
Yes.
That hasn't moved, right, really? I mean, you probably have a little bit of maybe food here and there, but really the big ticket items of the airplane and the... Because I even asked you, where are you going to say, well, wherever I get my points. And yeah. I was like... What? You know, but you're like, you have so many points based on how your business is. And again, you're using US credit cards to
yes.
do that with point systems. This is why it's so important. People have like, oh, why? Who cares if you have two points for every dollar? It's like, because of this guy. That's why. Because he gets to go travel the world for free. All right. So other than really cool shit, because that's some really cool stuff.
Yep.
Let's go into just a little bit of the business so people can just kind of wrap their brains around it. What's different than... I wouldn't consider this an FBA business, to be honest.
No. So an FBA business, first off...
Yeah, let's distinguish that.
First off, what's an FBA business? You got to do marketing. You got to have your own inventory. You got to talk to producers. You got to know the logistics systems. You basically got to take care of the whole chain, right?
Right. Yeah. So just to reiterate, the media buying, the manufacturing.
The inventory. The
inventory, drop shipping.
No, yeah. So logistics, all of that. So with my business model, I don't own anything. If I quit today, I got no expenses, no inventory, no overhead, no nothing.
No assets, but
it's
I think that's not a bad thing. Is what we're talking about during dinner.
No. So with inventory, you can't move quickly with the market because you at least got to sell out. So what I do, I take items from different online retailers in the United States. Let's like Walmart. They're huge, right?
Right.
they're pretty cheap. You can take their items, find the exact identical item on Amazon, price them up by 30, 40, 100%, and sell it and flip it. It's basically the flipping game.
It's a real estate flipping game.
Yes.
Except on a higher volume, and you're using the retailers.
Yes.
And you never actually own the property.
No. So if someone orders anything from me, I would then go on to see, okay, there's your shipping address. I go to Walmart and ship it to you.
Right.
That's cool. And
it's so simple, right? And we talked a little more detail, and we're going to go into the fact that you're now teaching this model. You haven't before, yeah. And now you're going to be actually teaching other people, which again, for me, is someone who's like, well, don't do that because it's a competition. But I think it's really great that you're doing this because you're giving people an idea to say, hey, it's actually, you can do this and you don't have to have inventory. You and I talked about this at dinner. I have had an FBA business before. I was the brand. I had to manufacture. I had to drop ship. I had to do the FBA. I had to do the customer service. We had to do the shipping here locally as well as FBA. We did both. And we did well. I mean, yep. The money was there and the profit was nice, but it was a lot of work. And we couldn't move with the market, right? So like you said, if something changes with the market where the market wants something different, I have to sell out of my product or have a new negotiation with my manufacturing company. That could take months to actually change all that, get new labels, get new products, get new listings. That could take months versus what your business model, we're going to go into where you can find more about that, is you can change with the moment.
Yeah.
So Chia Pet's hot again.
You go find products.
Chia Pets, right.
Yeah. So if anything's hot, if anything's moving quickly, you can go into that niche and you can just find products from a retailer that's cheaper than what's on Amazon, and you sell those.
Right.
That's easy. It's that easy. So if, let's say, you had fidget spinners last year, right? Huge hit. If you could find the same fidget spinner on an online retailer and Amazon, you could say, okay, I got this. You don't own the inventory, but you know those who own it. So you can go to them. It can be small stores locally that you have an agreement with. It can be big retailers. There's no limit to it. You just got to know the system, how to set it in place. And when you then use the credit cards, you get the points, you can travel. You only need internet and a computer to do this work.
Tell you how many times I have talked to this guy. Seriously, I have talked to him. And I'm like, where are you?
Yes.
He's like, some freaking other country. I'm like, you weren't there 3 days ago. He's like, well, I'm leaving in the morning. So, I mean, I was telling someone earlier, I'm like, I forgot where you're from.
Yeah.
Because every time I've talked to you, you've been in a different country. So I find that fascinating. And so you don't have any inventory.
No.
You could be anywhere in the world. You are traveling for free, and you're using this thing called Amazon, and you're already using the current retailers. I mean, that's pretty brilliant. So, okay, this is your first business.
Yes.
So who taught you this model?
At
this level,
myself.
Yeah, you're
I learned the basics from different people.
Yeah, yeah.
But the advanced, I bought a course. But the advanced stuff, I've spoken with the Amazon people. I've spoken with the different customer representatives here and there and just learned how the system works. Where does it break? How do you fix it? How do you go around? What works? What don't? And where can you push the limits to what's okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you always go within the boundaries, but there's a lot of room that people, there's a
because
lot of
because people
room.
Aren't willing to poke the bear. You
no.
Know, they're not willing to poke. You and I were talking about how you have an LLC now in Wyoming, and I knew that that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, how did you know, dude from Norway? And you're like, well, I first started and I was on, I think, one of the Carolina states. And I'm like, well, that wasn't very good. That's why I learned my lesson, you know? And then I figured it out. Like, let's not do North Carolina or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But that's because you tried. You risked. And then it like, oh, this there's got to be something else, you know? And so you just kept going till you landed. Now you're in Wyoming, and it's a good state for that.
Exactly.
Right.
So you
that's
keep
the
on
point. Yeah.
You keep on going.
Keep going.
Until you hit the point where this is good, build on it.
Right.
Keep on going. This is good, build on it. Now I'm here.
Yeah.
Now I'm offering a course.
Yeah, you're offering a course.
Helping people to do
but
the
how
same.
How did you get started? So and the money-wise, you told me how much money you started in this business.
That's a good question. So I started out with approximately $5,000, and that was my savings from my regular job.
Okay.
I've been putting aside as much as I could for half a year. So I was I threw everything at it, and I started out, I put all the money I could put aside into the business, every single month for 1.5 years while I figured it out. I lost a lot of money, but when I got an LLC and I got the bank account here in the States after like 1.5 years, it was almost like flipping a switch and the money started coming in. So if you're from the States,
you don't have all that.
You don't need all the trial and error. You can just do it kind of deal. But I started with $5,000. And if I were to start out all over again, I don't think I would need more than 5 to 10 over the first few months. Maybe if you're able to scale hard and right. Amazon just gives you cash and gives you sales, maybe you need more before the profit starts keeping up.
But not much. Yeah, because you don't need a lot of money. And so this is another piece that's really important. So you actually, every dollar that was put in the business profitable, you put back into the business. You didn't take any money out for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
That's a really critical piece I think people forget to do, is that they want to take money out of the company right away. I've been there. I've done that myself, so I can speak truly. But if you can be able to put money in and then let it build on itself and be fed elsewhere on some level, you know, personal savings or maybe some other place, then that's where you really shine. That's something that's really unique because you kept your job.
Yeah.
For a period of time until when? Like, how long was that? How many months?
I started in January 2016, and in April 2017, I quit my job. I was done.
Say the numbers again. Say the dates again. So,
January 16, mm-hmm. and I quit in April 17.
Okay.
I took money out a little after that. But still, now I'm at the point where I generate way more money than I take out and need to live.
Right.
So, it's continuing to grow.
Yeah.
And now I can take out a decent salary, but the company keeps on growing.
And
that's
you're not
the important
increasing
part.
Your expense.
No.
No.
No. Keep them low.
Guy, right?
Keep Seriously. Them as low as
I mean,
possible.
You're a very smart 28-year-old dude, because most 28-year-old dudes, and I can name some online, go out and get like a freaking Lamborghini or some bullshit, you know?
No, but when you can have the Lamborghini and have $1 million in profit, sure.
Sure, but not
not now.
Not now, right.
No.
Exactly. I love that. Though you're smart. Most guys don't do that. They're like, I have a $2 million business and now I'm going to take out. So now you're at, I'm going to go back into your past real quick.
Yeah.
But so you're at about 200,000 gross sales a month.
Yep.
Okay, roughly. And then where do you see taking this, Mr. Stud, entrepreneur?
No. Thank you, by the way.
I know. He's all blushing, by the way.
Yeah.
So
don't look at that. Okay. No, I'm looking at somewhere around $500,000 a month.
Okay.
For this type of business, and hopefully maybe also growing it to $1 million a month.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
So
if I'm going to push it that far, but it can probably be done. Like, my goal is $500,000. It can totally be done. It's because at this point, it's just rinse and repeat.
Right.
You just keep on going. You just repeat it. More employees.
More employees. More people.
More people.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own company? Do you want to have more control of your income and your time? Then now is that moment to start and grow a successful business. As a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded. I have bit the dust. I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I hired my first business coach 13 years ago. And now I help small businesses, solo practitioners, and professionals double their income and triple their time off. So let me help you too. My gift to you today is a free one-on-one strategy session. So go to coachwithheather.com, coachwithheather.com, and let me help you double your income and triple your time off.
Hey, it's Heather. Is your digestion feeling off? Are you often hungry even though you're eating enough and taking supplements? Are you struggling to burn off that last bit of stubborn fat that will not go away no matter how hard you diet or exercise? I guess I'm talking about myself here. See, it might be your gut. It was mine. That's why I am so excited to announce that P3OM, the Navy SEAL of probiotics, is now available at energywithheather.com. Look, tens of thousands of real people, including myself, has used P3OM to manage constipation, bloating, gas, acid reflux, abdominal pain, and much more. Look, as you'll learn when you go to energywithheather.com, P3OM uses unique and patent strand that has been proven in lab tests to deliver the right bacteria to your gut, so your body has what it needs to let go of all that fat. So look, what are you waiting for? Go to energywithheather.com. That's energywithheather.com.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000. And receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.